was standing in the rain on a Sunday afternoon in Pittsford Playing Field, and there is a Jubilee celebration here. It is raining, but everybody's come out, and I'm going to ask somebody who I've known an awfully long time, in fact, I won't say how long, what they were doing on the Queen's coronation. Dad, what were you doing on the Queen's coronation?
I was actually watching the coronation on a black and white television in the village hall, and all the children were there. There was only one television in the village. We still had our ration books, yeah. I had to walk about a mile to the hall.
Have things changed a lot since then? I mean, we've got ration books here. The village has organised a fete, and every child has been given a ration book. Have things changed a lot?
Things have changed dramatically because you've got masses of everything now. In those days, there was no chocolates, there was no sweets, nothing. In fact, when the first sweet shops opened, there was a queue about 100 yards long outside the sweet shop.
And so do you think that this today has captured a little bit of what was all those years ago?
Well, it rained on the coronation day, and it's typical of our celebration days. It rains, so it makes you feel a bit more British, doesn't it? Or English, I should say.
Bill, I'm intrigued. You said you were there on the coronation, and you're from Pittsford.
No, I come from Nottingham.
But you live in Pittsford now.
I live in Pittsford now, yeah.
And you were there on the day.
Yes, we were stationed at Chelsea Barracks. It was an old barracks then, and it rained a bit, and we did street lining, corps of drums as it was called.
And you were in the Grenadier Guards.
Yes. A drummer for 14 years.
And what are the things that you remember? How did you feel when the young queen came to be coronated?
Well, it's something to be proud of, yeah. And ever since, I've done a load of parades with the royal family, even in the territorials.
But, the Diamond Jubilee as well,
yes,
the Golden Jubilee.
Did the coronation and the Golden Jubilee parade as well, 50 years apart.
Have things changed a lot, Bill, since you were first
yes,
there?
Yes, drill. Seems to have gone downhill. More for action than drill. You know. So the old drill instructors now will be looking at them going, oh, no, you know. Terrible.
And are you very proud to be British?
I am. English. That's the word, English. My Scottish name, Lawson. I didn't know that, but...
That's brilliant. Are you enjoying today? Do you think this has captured a little bit of what we are all about, bringing the village out like this?
Yeah, the spirit of the days when we used to have street parties as kids. It is brilliant. We've got this space here. Make use of it. And I bet the kids are loving it. Running around
they
feeding.
Are.
Yeah. We're the big kids.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, yeah.
Well, I'm in the hub of the activity here. This is the cake and tea stall. I'm on Pittsford Recreation Ground with Margaret. Margaret, you're really the heart of Pittsford Village for me. You're always there doing everything, teas, coffees, and right at the heart of the community. Today means a lot to us and our family. It's taken a lot of organisation. How many people have been involved in making these cakes?
All the WI have made the cakes and different people in the village. So it's a big thank you to all of them. But they do realise they're only allowed one cake for the week. Because it's rationed.
Have things changed a lot? Because I understand when the Queen was coronated, ration books were still in place.
Yeah. I can't remember because I was only about 3 or 4. So I don't remember much about it. But I do know we had a big tea party. That's all I do know.
Are you very proud to be to be part of this? And are you very proud of our Queen?
Very proud of the Queen, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And what does she mean to you?
Everything to us, doesn't she? You know, when you think about the things she does, you know, I mean, we think, oh, she's only in Buckingham Palace doing nothing, but she's not. She's working all the while, you know, and she's working for all of us. So...
And we've had such a celebration today. It's been pouring down rain, but the whole village has come out. How many teas and coffees do you reckon you've served?
I don't know. I don't want to know. And I shan't drink tea and coffee for a week now.
Margaret, thank you for chatting with me.
Okay.
I'm still standing in the tea tent. I can't get away. The cakes have drawn me, but I'm standing with Barry Warner. Barry, the Queen, you were just saying, has been the Queen for you all your life.
Yes. She's been a part of my life all my life, because we was round in the air when she come onto the throne. Unfortunately, we was about when her father died for a start, and she took over, and she's been a part of every year since, whatever she's done and wherever she's been and what she's doing now, and let her carry on for a few more years, you know.
And do you remember what you were doing on the coronation around about
actually,
that time?
I can't say how old I was. I wasn't very old, but I lived at Schoolwell, and we had a party in the Grange, top of the village. And if I believe right, we have to take our own plates, and we're banging on the plates with us, and I broke mine, and that didn't go down very well. But I think there were some festivities in the village all in the evening for the adults, etc. And that's all I can say I can remember, you know. Yeah, and watching it on the television in black and white, because nobody had televisions. We have to go. The whole junior school went to a certain lady's house, and we all sat there watching it on the floor on the television on a 9-inch screen. Yeah, okay, that's about it, you know. Yeah,
okay. The happy memories.
Yeah, very, very, you know. And you don't realize until you look back how old we're all getting, and you can memorabilia what's gone on through the years, you know. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay, Vanessa. Thank you very much. Hello.